At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. And our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bronze Roofing, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, looking at weather, Galveston right now down on the island, it's 82 degrees this morning. Today they're calling, for partly cloudy skies with a high of 88, south-southwest winds, 10 to 20. And then for tonight, mostly clear, low of 82, southeast 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies early and a slight chance of rain showers, maybe in the afternoon. Looks like probably a 25-30% chance, but winds will be east-southeast, 10 to 20. And looking at for Galveston Channel tides for today, we have four of them. We're going back on a four-tide schedule. And it looks like we have a high coming up at 6:36 a.m. It's a 1.4. Then a low at 10:02 a.m., a 1.2. Then a high at 1:25 p.m., a 1.4. Then a low tonight, our best tide, the strongest one, at 10:26 p.m. It's a negative 0.3. These three daytime tides look fairly weak, so the guys who like a little bit weaker tide for areas they're fishing, they'll like it today. 6:44 a.m. is sunrise, 8:05 p.m. sunset. Moon phase, 97%. It's real bright out there this morning, and not even a full moon totally yet. But anyway, current conditions. It looks like air temperature at the buoy, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, 85 degrees with 88 degree water, a south-southwest wind at 4 to 7. And inside Eagle Point showing a west-southwest wind at 3 to 5. Morgan's Point pretty much the same, a southwest at 3. Looks like air temperature is 82 and water temp 88. So these water temps starting out early are in the upper 80s, which is not that big a deal for August. Pretty much the way it goes. All right, real quick, Star Tournament leaderboard update. We do that on our show every day. Let's get this going here. Texas Four Dealers Red Tag Division. Gary Mershon and Nate Appella are the only two red tags weighed in. That's for the truck, boat, and motor trailer package. Blue Tag Division, that's for a transport boat, Mercury engine, and Coastline trailer package. Have five of those tags, you know, brought to the scale so far. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, Brian Cook, and Alfred Williams. And the inshore division. And it looks like Sheephead's hanging there at 9 pounds, 10 ounces. Eric Harper of Houston, gaff top Cherie Andrada, 6 pounds, 14 ounces on the gaff top. And then for the big drum, that's Jason Smith of Sour Lake, 17 pounds, 2 ounces. That's going to be a tough one to beat right there. And the Hall Power Offshore Division Kingfish right now is being led by Leslie Maben of Groesbeck, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. And Dorado, Jack Brinkman, 37 pounds, 4 ounces. And for the Ling, this is going to be a real tough one to beat. Cody Milton of Corpus, 93 pounds, 5 ounces. And Joseph Hansen still hanging on with a 25-pound, 8-ounce snapper. So there's your rundown on all of that. Now let's get to the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area and see what's going on over that way this morning. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. Not too much at all. It's kind of calm over here this morning, 5 miles an hour.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey.
We'll take these calm mornings. I love them.
It's been one, the whole week has been light winds, and the Gulf of America has cleaned up, and from the jetties to the pass is beautiful water all the way up to the beach. All the way up to the beach. Beautiful. Beautiful. I haven't heard any reports coming from the surf, but I've seen some boats out there and some wade fishermen, so I'm sure somebody's getting them.
They're catching them. It's been a good week in the surf. A lot of people I know have been catching them really good.
I haven't had a chance to get out there. I've been in the bay. I fished, starting on this past Sunday morning after I got off the phone with you. I had Evan, Wyatt, and Ben, the two little 10-year-olds, with their dad. And, man, Captain Mickey, if it was one day that everything went right, it was one of those days where, I mean, just the fish were unbelievable. We set on some fish, and they released 5 of them that were at least 22 inches long. They had released one that was a 25-incher, and they boxed one 18-inch trout. That's all in one setting. And then we left there and put the popping corks on and went back into the shallow bays. And that was in deep water where we caught the trout. Right. Then we went back in the marsh and started popping corks. And they picked them up a couple of reds to go with that. So anyway, they ended up with 3 decent trout and a couple of reds. But, man, Captain Mickey, these fish are just absolutely gorgeous, beautiful, healthy fish. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. Everyone that came into the boat, it was just like we'd leave it in the net right over wouldn't even bring it in the boat, just leave it in the net, take a picture of it. We knew they were too long. I measured a couple of them, but they were big, healthy fish. And anyway, that was Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, boy, the thing calmed down. Are you kidding? South wind, when it quit, that southeast started blowing, and that water cleaned up just right before your eyes. And we're dealing with some very, very clean water right now. Yesterday afternoon, the south wind picked up a little bit. I'm not sure if it messed up everything, but I'm already dressed and fixing to hit the door and head to the bait camps here in a minute. I got my nephew coming down from Pearland today. He's going to come out and go with me. So we'll go see what we can do. But yesterday, I had Steve Myers from Sugarland come in for me, from Stafford, Missouri City area. But anyway, he came out and we put 3 dozen croakers on the boat, went to the deep water, and hardly any current at all. Now, right off the bat, first thing he put 3 little old dink trout in the box, just barely keepers. Yeah. And, I'm glad he did, because from that point on, that tide stopped. And I don't know if you've ever stood at San Luis Pass and had the water just stop. Normally it's flowing in one way or the other. You know what I mean? It's coming or going in that path. But to sit there with it being dead, I mean, absolutely dead for about 2 hours. I mean, it was like a long wait. We were going, well, as soon as that tide starts coming back in, we're going to hit them, because that's the way it's been. It's been happening about 10:30, 11 o'clock. The tide will turn around, start coming in, or that tide will turn around and start going out, and that's when the bite was. So it just, I don't know, you can't put a finger on it, but it's been real good. I know that. They had those three trout, and then we just drove around a little bit and went from here to there. We couldn't find anything else. A couple of skipjacks here and there. You know, we've seen some fish come out of the water. I'm pretty sure they're Jack Crevel, something chasing those leather jacks or whatever the kind of fish is I sent you that picture of.
Yeah.
But those little boogaroos, man, you won't catch me trying to pick one of them up again. I learned my lesson.
Don't grab one.
Oh, buddy. Man, that stung like a son of a gun. But anyway, no.
Those top little spiny fins, man, it's just crazy. We brought that up the other day, and I had several people that told me that they've been hit by them, and they really hurt. They're worse than a hard head.
I know it is. I guarantee that. I'll testify. But, let's see.
Firsthand.
We're gonna put croakers on the boat again today and go out for a couple hours this morning. Like I said, my nephew's coming down, and that's about all we can do. Is it's clean water, man. I'm fishing. You're not gonna keep me. We waited all summer. Can you believe that? August 4th or 5th, and the Gulf of America finally cleans up after all summer of south wind. Just all summer of south wind. Lord have mercy. But I don't know what's going on with this telephone deal. I gave you a new number to call this morning.
Well, we called that number, and it went straight to voicemail.
Yeah, I don't know.
We called it several times. That's why I texted you and said, you're going to have to call us again. I don't know what's up.
You know, for 20 years I've been talking on this radio, and this ain't never happened. So I'm not sure what's going on with whose telephone, if it's mine, if it's y'all's.
It's not ours.
Or what,
I promise you it's not ours. It's on your end,
well,
buddy.
It's not working on this end, so I don't know. I've had a
lot of people during the week, and we have no issues except with you. You got gremlins.
Man. I've had a good run with it. I've had a good run with it talking on the radio for 20 years. And if there's somebody, you know, if y'all can get somebody else to start calling in on Friday or Sunday, I'd be more than glad to step aside and quit harassing y'all with these bad phone numbers or whatever I'm doing, because I'm completely beschmeckled. I don't know what's going on. And I know you're tired of it. So, but I appreciate everything 610 Radio's done for me. So anytime I get a chance to talk on here, I'm privileged.
And, all you got to do is just call us, because whatever reason, we can't reach you. It's weird.
Well,
pretty strange.
We'll have something to go on. Anyway, Captain Mickey, I'm fixing to hit the door. I got to get out of here
go get them.
Hit to the bait camp. All right, buddy. 713-208-0683. Y'all have a great day.
Will do. See ya. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe or valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it is 417 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Fayette County now, and let's check in with our good friend, Bob Green. Mr. Green, what's up, man?
Good morning. It's hot.
Yeah,
it's well, even this time of the morning.
It's
warm.
August.
Well, I tell you, I knew it was coming, but I wasn't ready for it. Well, it's still got... I think our fishing is going to be like a broken record for another couple of weeks or so.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe till end of September or somewhere, and we start getting a little movement there. I actually saw some 98-degree water mid-lake day before yesterday. I mean, that's, that was schooling water temperature back in the old days, or so many years ago, I can't even keep up with it now. You know, when they used to school out there in mid-lake, ran that 98 to 100-degree water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think we're going to see it. I don't know what it would take to get it started again, but I tell you what, if you look on your graph right now, everything is around 15 feet, in between that 12 and 15 feet, it's just a line there. So that's got to be where our oxygen level is right now. So needless to say, most everything, I mean, there's some fish being caught shallow. We actually, caught a couple close to shallow, but I mean, they were still on a little break of, 8 to 10, something like that, on the Carolina rig. But after we got out there and fished for some bass and weren't doing that well, we switched over to the perch. So they're still doing pretty good. So some more as pitcher brim fish again.
Pitcher brim.
Pitcher brim. That's right. you know, a little piece of worm on a little tiny Aberdeen hook and rig it up like a drop shot.
Yeah.
And just flip it out there and wait on them, and you'll have a little run of those small ones, and then about that time some of the bigger not as many red ear. You know, I told you a few weeks ago they had some gill nets out.
Right.
And all the kind of, I know at least three coves had them out. And I heard one rumor that they were looking into the, you know, the perch, and there's just not, when you get, you don't get into that red ears like as you used to. So I'm just wondering if that was any part of a survey.
Bluegills or goggle eye or what?
Yeah, mostly bluegill.
Bluegills, yeah.
And then you'll get a couple of other little goggle eyes, and what I used to call goggle eye anyway. And then you may get, well, I think we kept 52 the other day is what we kept.
Yeah.
And of course we threw a whole bunch back because, you know, I always tell them, you know, my grandson said, I know you're going to be the one that's playing these, but we don't need to keep anything that's smaller than our hand, you know. So anyway, he fillets them, and his dad cuts the bones out, or I cut the bones out. And so I guess the last one to cut the bones out of the rib cage is responsible for if you catch a bone while you're eating it. So
yeah, then shame on Bob.
Yeah,
coming
right.
To get you, man. We got a bone.
Well, you know, for years when I was a kid, they'd always, you know, you didn't flay anything back then.
No, that's the way it was when I was a kid. Even trout and everything, we'd just scale them and gut them and gill them and cook the whole body.
I remember when they first came out with that scaling machine on the jetties out at Texas City.
I remember hearing about that. I never saw one operate.
Never saw it. It was like a washing machine.
Huh.
And you'd throw those croakers in there, and when they got through, most of them scales were off of it. Of course, you still cut the heads and gut them and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that they'd always say, you know, I mean, we were kids, and they'd say, oh, you swallow one of them bones, you're going to die. You know, I'm thinking, well, why do I want to eat this fish? So
my grandma always put bread out on the table in case you got a bone. Eat the bread, and it'll take the bone, push it on down.
That's right. I forgot about that. Sure did.
Keep him choking.
Yep. Well, I don't know how good it were. I guess it would work, but anyway.
Yeah, we used to work through them bones, just pick them fish while we ate them. Pretty good. A lot of old timers still like doing catfish that way, you know, frying the whole body and just pick the bones.
Well, that's the way these perch, they used to always fry it up. Mm-hmm. You could eat the tail and the stuff like that. And he said, well, you want me to fix these up for grandma, you know, and scale a couple and gut them? And no, he wasn't interested in it. And that didn't go back to the old days, but anyway.
Yeah.
But most of the bass are they're all deep. I mean, it's just you may catch a couple fish in the morning or get a couple. You know, actually, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we got three fish busted topwater, and then that didn't happen again the other day. So just kind of hanging around in some grass there. But anyway, it's just going to be like that. I mean. Probably, if we're lucky, the end of September, you know, we'll start getting them, some of them moved back in shallow and getting them a little active on top water.
You know, I still don't understand why those bass don't school like they used to in the summer
either.
Up there. I mean, that was, we used to talk about it every day, you know, or every week on the show with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, starting in, way before August.
It was. Seemed like it was always July and August were the two best months. You know, the hotter it got, the better the schooling got.
Yep. And see, in the water's right now for it, too. And, of course, it looks like that thermocline's in that 15 feet. But,
right.
You know, that gives them, you get them bait up above them. It just seems like it would. But I haven't seen anything even looks like it. I mean, every once in a while, you may get a few of them, you know, maybe 8 or 10 fish chasing a little old pot or something, but not full-fledged schooling. You know, and now Lake Bastrop still has schooling action, but it's a whole lot smaller fish.
Right.
I haven't been there in years anyway. So try to hang out where I live, you know.
Well, that happens. The older you get, the more of a homebody you are. Home waters and staying at home, that kind of deal. I know the drill. I'm getting the same way, man.
I tell you, I'm doctoring a sore back for the last couple of days, so I've been taking it kind of easy. So every once in a while, I'll pull something or just overdo it, working on lawnmower, tractor.
That's that old man stuff.
I can't believe how rough both my pastures have gotten the last. I mean, these droughts and everything else.
You boy, the harder the ground gets, the rougher it is when you mow now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just
last
nuts.
Time I mowed on that zero turn, I was probably doing it too fast, but I like to knock it out and get it over with. And I felt like I went 3 rounds with Mike Tyson when I got off that lawnmower.
It probably hurt from the tip of your toes or back of your neck.
Mostly your knees and your back. I need to get me one of those good shock seats, and I need one of those new suspensions they got with the shocks on them and everything.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen it on big Gravelys and stuff like that.
I've got a Gravely, but it doesn't have all that Gucci stuff on it. Mine's about 14 years old now, and I can't kill that lawnmower.
Well, they
are tough.
The Kubota I got's got that seat, though.
Yeah.
You know, we went about 4 years ago. We went down there, and I was jumped up on top of it, and I was bouncing up and down, and she was watching me bounce on that seat, and I went in there to get parts, and when I came back out, she done had a deal made with the guy and get that lawnmower with that seat on it. So, yeah, that one works a whole lot better.
That seat's over $1,000, though, isn't it?
It was pretty expensive. I know.
Yeah, I know the like one for mine. 7,000. My wife was going to buy one for me for Christmas, and it was, I think, $1,100.
Oh, hey, it was worth ever since. I mean, it's when I'm on that old Cub Cadet that has no suspension that, you know, I decided I was going to mow kind of over the septic line yesterday, and that first thing I did is I hit one of them rough spots, and I said, nope, I'm parking this thing.
No thanks.
Until the pain resides, whatever.
But
fishing's going to just be...
It's part of the aging process. Just don't let the old man in.
I tell you. Well, my buddy had to go back to the hospital for a day and a half and had to get him regulated again, but he's back home. Mark, you know, this heart problem he's got going on. But, hey, at least he's improving, you know, so.
Well, that's good. That's all you want is improvement.
There. Yeah, I might have to see if he wants me to do the the deal for the lake. Yeah, he was doing it for Texas Park and Wildlife, so need to call the lady and see if she wants me to do it again for a while. So for the fishing reports.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I figure we do our fishing reports right here, and there's a couple times they had people doing the report on our lake that I hadn't seen in 20 years. You know, so, give it pretty good. And right now it's going to be, if you find a pod of them, you better stick with them and drop shot them and Carolina rig them, because that's about the only way to catch them right now. And close to that thermocline, with where it comes up on the points or a hump or an old pond down, you know, 14 feet,
right,
16, and then a lot of times you'll find them those old perch on those same spots, you know, just Of course, you wonder why you're losing the tip of your worm every time you throw it out there. So one of them old perch got the end of it, or the tail end
right.
of it. We still been dipping the tail on a red bug worm with chartreuse. And it doesn't look like much until you flip it in the water, and then you can really see it.
Yeah, it lights up. It looks a lot better when it hits water. Yeah,
lights up good. Sure does.
Yeah, it does. Well,
I know the youngest grandson, they've been going back and forth down to the somewhere, saltwater, hoping to catch one of them tagged fish.
Tagged redfish, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's still plenty of them swimming around out there. It's just we need.
That's what they were saying.
We need some people to catch them.
Yeah, because a lot of them trucks and boats and $30,000 scholarships and stuff
yeah,
like
scholarships
that.
Scholarships for the kids division, you know. Yeah. Star teens, and that's lots
that's
of good stuff
good
going on.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Bob. Well, look, somebody wants to call you about coming up to Fayette County. Give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Tell them to call us, and we'll set something up for the first cold front if we know when it is. So,
yeah, good luck
281
that. Might be a while.
Yeah, right. 281-460-9200. Give us a holler. Y'all have
a great
Bob. Morning, great weekend.
We're gonna
y'all
do it, buddy.
Care.
You do the same. Okay. See you, Bob. Thank
All
you.
Right, later.
All right. All right. That's Bob Green up on Fayette County. And I need to take a moment to talk about Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs, and along with their free estimates, plus a big plus, they're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime. Just call them anytime. Get seen the same day for quick service, and each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company. That saves you a lot of time and headaches, and they'll work with your insurance company to guide their customers through the process. So easy to find. Just visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com, or give them a call at 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505, Bronze Roofing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:36. Let's run down Matagorda Way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Morning, Tommy boy. What's up, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Oh, nothing. Just going through the motions.
Yep, going through the motions. Another day in paradise.
Fighting the elements, as Charlie says.
Yeah, fight the elements.
That's it, dog.
Yeah, see what kind of elements we got today.
It looks pretty good. Winds are down again this morning.
Well, I hope they are. These flags over here, place I just passed over, kind of up and blowing. So,
a little puffy your way. Well, let me look over your way.
The ones here I just went by were, and the smokestacks coming from the one plant weren't straight up, they were sideways.
Man, all up my way, it's 1 and 0 and 5 and 3. I get down near where there's an 8. It's you're about 7 or 8 over there, so. Ooh, I see
that
a 13
bad.
Right there on the beach at Port O'Connor. Little jetties are showing 10. But
yeah, that's
the harbor
like
showing southeast at 7.
That ain't bad.
No.
But these flags and this smokestack made it look a little more than that.
Well.
But that ain't bad. What direction is it?
Well, you're showing a southeast. On the high ground, I see a northwest, and then a southeast at 1, and then when you get down by the bay, it's southeast at 7, and southeast at 10.
I haven't seen a southeast wind in a while, but I'll take it. I'd love it.
Offshore, straight out from y'all, it's 8 and 9, so that's not too bad.
You know, we had a north wind there last week for a day or two.
Yeah, we've been having kind of a west or northwest wind real light in the mornings. Boy, our surf over here has been on fire at Bolivar and, you know, Galveston.
Well,
a lot
ours
of fish
been,
being caught.
We had a few days there that it was just total flat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but there was days that people were going out there when it was rougher than I didn't go out there. It was rougher than I liked it, but they were going out there and catching them, you know?
Yeah.
I went out there, I think I got like two times I went out there. But I didn't smoke them either time I went. It was flat. But it might have, that second time I went, I think it was too clear. I think it had gotten too clear because,
right.
I don't know. You know how to get too clear when you're throwing lures and it's hard to catch them.
Yeah, that's when the live baiters do the best.
Yeah, that's when they do the best. But that day, it just was tough. I think we caught like 3 or 4 out there and then we left.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've had... This week has been a good week overall. I had one day that was slow, like slower. We caught a few. It was a little slower. But I had a couple days that were really good.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, maybe Tuesday. I don't remember. Maybe Tuesday was really lights out. I mean, we caught fish kind of everywhere we went. You know, it didn't matter really.
Yeah.
Just kind of, we caught them everywhere, but... It's funny how, you know, that we are very, you never know, because one day you can just catch them everywhere you go, and the next day it can be really tough, and it can be the same conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that this week. One day just lights out. The next day it didn't change much. The water looked the same. Nothing really changed much, and it was a lot tougher for just 24 hours.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a good week for sure. A lot of people caught a lot of fish.
Well,
that's all
that matters.
there's been some boys, a group of boys been driving down the beach over here, and they've been driving down, you know, I'm not sure how far they're going, but they've been driving down the beach, and they've been just, and they're throwing lures, these boys are, and they smoked them several days in a row.
Yeah.
Like major smoked them.
Well, it don't take much to smoke them these days, you know, proof anyway, three fish, but I'm sure they were catching and releasing a lot of fish.
Well, that's what they said. I mean, there was like seven of them, and they brought in seven limits of trout and like 15 reds. And then they said they threw back another, you know, they lost count how many reds, I mean, how many trout they threw back. It was pretty, you know, all on lures, but. And they've been doing it in the same spot. They're driving the same spot. I don't know what they got going down there, but they've done it.
Well, they probably got some kind of structure or some kind of weird gut or sandbar or something that's holding those fish.
That's what I heard. It was a weird gut they found down there. The gut acts, you know, it's different.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
Anyway, I heard yesterday or day before somebody tried to go out there and said it was a little bumpy. So I don't know. I don't think I'm going out there.
No, not if you're catching them good like you are in the bay. Why change?
Yeah. Just going back to the bay. They'll do that next couple days. I did see something one day this week, too, that I've definitely never seen in East Bay. I don't know if I've ever seen it anywhere but on TV on Shark Week. But... we were out there in the middle of East Bay, and we lost all our wind. It was zero, you know, like a lake. So we're just sitting out there, and it's hot and it's quiet. You know, it gets quiet when it's like that.
Yeah.
It's hot and quiet, and we're just kind of staring there, looking around. I was just on a school of trout where we had seen some shrimp jumping, and we were just catching trout, and then it just stopped. It went to, we were catching them, and then went to nothing. We hadn't had a bite in like maybe 5 minutes. And so we were just kind of looking around, and it was quiet. Nobody was really talking. I was looking around, and I don't know. I don't even know what kind of shark it exactly was. It caught me so off guard. But a 5 to 6 foot shark launched straight out of the water. I mean, just like a tarpon.
Right.
So the whole entire body was like 2 foot out of the water. It looked just like that jump you see on Shark Week on TV.
Yeah, when they breach.
Out of the water. Yeah, the breach, that's what they call it. It was a full breach of about a 5 or 6 footer. And we saw the belly is what was facing us. And it came completely out and then landed. And when it landed, it was like someone dumped a couple bowling balls out of it. I mean, the water flew 10 feet in the air. And every one of us just like mouthed. We just dropped our mouths, you know, like. Good.
I wonder if it was a spinner shark. Was it spinning when it jumped out of the water?
No, it did not spin. It jumped straight up.
Well, it wasn't a spinner shark.
No, it was it was fat, like thick.
Well, that's a bull. He probably zeroed in on a fish on the surface and came up from the deep. You know, kind of like trout when they're feeding on shad and shrimp and stuff when they flip out of the water like that.
We weren't in too deep. I mean, it must have kind of, I don't know how it got so straight up, you know?
Yeah.
We were only in 5 foot. But
well, that's.
It got straight up. I mean, it's straight out of the water. And then it like hung in air for a second. And then came down and made a huge splash. It was so, matter of fact, the splash, it was such a big splash. It was so calm that the waves came to the boat like we saw them come and hit the boat. From him.
Dang.
It was crazy. It was pretty chilling looking. I've never seen that in East Bay, you know, ever. I've never even seen a shark that big in East Bay. That was something you see out in the Gulf. But it was pretty cool and weird, chilly all at the same time. It must have been on one of them trout.
Probably was. I bet he was after something on the surface.
I know there's a few of them tarpon boys are catching a few tarpon over here.
Yeah, it's tarpon season. It's time of year to get them now in September, especially.
I know they're doing it. they're
plus the Gulf Com, and they can run and find them big schools, man.
Yeah. So we had a day at the jetties. It was pretty good too.
Right.
I don't remember. One day I went. Oh, it was one of the days I went to the surf. I went and looked in the surf, and I didn't get them in the surf. And I came back to the jetties, and I ended up catching them at the jetty pretty good.
That's good. Trout, reds, yeah. What? All the above?
All trout. I never saw a red that day at the jetties. And I went there, and I went to the surf, caught like three or four trout, and I said, we're going back to the bay. I headed back to the bay, and I've come around the end of those jetties, and there was nobody at the tip of the jetties, like no boat, nothing. And it was flat and beautiful. I said, well, let's just make a few casts. Maybe we'll get those reds at the end of these jetties like we do sometimes. So I put my trolling motor out, trolled up there, and spot locked it, and we started throwing our paddle tails up there, and it was all trout.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Started smoking trout. Yeah. So we never went back to the bay. We just sat there and smoked trout for a couple hours.
Well, hopefully it stays calm and get another good trip in today and get them early and get in before it gets too hot. But somebody wants to call you about coming over to Matagorda and fishing with you, Tommy. Give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Yes, sir. Facebook's Tommy Alexander, but like always, the phone's the best way. I do text, leave a message if I don't answer. 979-709-8242.
All right, bud. Well, Tommy, have a good day. Good talking to you. Thanks for the report. I'll see you next week, buddy.
We're going to check it out today and tomorrow, and then I'm off Sunday. So.
All right. Well, good deal. Be safe out there. Good luck.
All right. Later.
All right. Now let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. It dropped. Well, Brian dropped, so we'll try to get him back up on cue. I think starting out the next hour, I got a little story I want to tell all the fishermen out there. It's I got wind of this last night through Steve Hillman and one of his real good customers that fishes a lot with him, an attorney in Galveston named Rusty Plackmire, and it's about a young man that was fishing in got beat up real bad there in Galveston. Well, I'll start off the next hour talking about it, and usually I don't go off topic like that, but this needs addressing. It's definitely a blemish on the fishing community. All right, well, let's run down to South Padre now and see if we can get Brian back up. Brian, good morning. What's up, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, I'm good.
Oh, just getting my boat ready. So I have terrible service at my house. So when I walk around, sometimes I'll lose the call.
Right.
But just getting ready for another day. Going to try to catch some tarpon today, see how it goes.
Do some poon fishing, man. That's
yes, sir.
It's tarpon season. Yeah, everybody's starting to catch them up this way, and they're all up and down the beachfront right now, sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's pretty cool. We've been doing pretty good. I had that TIFF tournament last week when I talked to you on the phone. I was already on my way out, remember?
Right. How'd that girl do?
Ended up doing good. We had a clean sweep. We won first place and second place.
Awesome.
So, it was good. She, in total, between the two, her and her father, they went 10 for 17 in 2 days on tarpon.
Dang.
And the dad caught one that was 92 inches or so, 90 to 92 inches.
Right.
And with like the little tarpon calculator deal, it ended up being estimated between 200, 215 pounds.
My
really big
gosh.
Monster. Just a mammoth. And then, she caught a bunch of redfish and stuff like that too, and four snook. So it was fun for her. She won first place and it was awesome. And I was on a good run. I was on a good school of fish and we were catching them every day. Until yesterday, I didn't catch any, and I think this full moon, what happened is this full moon came up, and the fish start moving, and the school that I was on disappeared, so now it's time to find some more fish.
You get a lot of fish moving.
Find some more fish and see how it goes. I'm in between boats right now, so I sold my shallow sport, the X3, And the new X3 comes in on Monday. I'll have everything rigged up and ready by Tuesday, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm just driving my big old 24-foot Skeeter, my old tarp right now, for the backup.
War wagon, baby.
Yep. Yeah, she's ugly, but she gets the job done.
Hey, those fish don't care what a boat looks like.
Yeah. At least it's got a shade top. So that sun has gotten brutal. August this year with a vengeance. Yes, sir. August ain't playing games this year. It is hot out there.
Yeah, it afternoons it gets pretty nasty.
Yes, sir. And we'll see what happens the next few days with this moon. These fish should be moving. So whenever I have a full moon, I either have, you know, some of the best days that I have ever had, or it can be really, really tough. You know, it just depends how close the school is to you. You know, so if we got a big school that hits that full moon that was nearby and they're going to push through, hopefully we'll get them. If not, you know, we're going to be waiting for one to get here.
Yeah, I think the two biggest tarpon I ever caught one day was on a full moon, first full moon of that month. And that was in August, this time of year.
That's good. Yeah, we usually get a big push full moon June, you know, but I didn't get to go out and check it out this year because it was so rough. It's just the windiest year, you know, so.
It was.
It seems to be working out. I've got a lot of friends that are starting to, you know, catch some redfish on artificials and stuff like that. They're not hanging out in the mud as much as they were. You know, so they're drifting the flats, doing their thing. We went out and caught a couple of tarpon the other day, and the guy was so tired, he just wanted to come in and hang out. So we came in, and we drifted some deeper potholes for trout. And, we picked up his limit. You know, obviously, it's only three, but we picked him up pretty fast, you know, six casts. And I caught and released a few myself. And, you know, the fishing was just pretty good last week all around. We have the guys that are dredging our inlet still, so the bait is not as heavy as it should be this time of year. So the bait catching is hard, which means, you know, there's not as much fish in there. And the big schools of bull reds aren't in there right now. They might be hanging out up in the Mansfield jetties or something. I'm not sure, but they're just they're dredging. And that boat goes out to dump the wastewater out, you know.
Right.
And it's just chocolate milk water, and they're just dumping it inside the inlet every day. So
they're dumping it right back in the inlet then, instead of
right in the inlet. Oh, yeah, instead of going, they should have to go like 5 miles out, but they I don't know why they don't. Well, but yeah, they're dumping it in the inlet every day, messing up the fish. That's why there hasn't been anybody catching kingfish. They're catching kingfish at every other jetty except for ours right now.
Isn't that something, how that changes things? I mean, I'm not surprised. We've been through a 10-year giant dredging project, and we got another one started now that's been going on this year, and you just can't believe how it messes a water. Well, yeah, you can. You see it firsthand. It changes things. It changes the way the fish move and where they end up moving away from it. They don't like it. They don't like all that silt and stuff running through their gills.
Definitely not.
Well,
they don't like any of that. The bait doesn't like it, you know, so.
Exactly.
The fish don't, they show up, but they don't hang around for long. That's the thing.
I got you.
So, we're just going to keep on grinding and see how it goes.
Way to go in the TIFF tournament, and good luck to you today. If somebody wants to get down there and fish with you, Brian, give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Sure. Quickest way would be a direct call or text, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can visit the website, InshoreFishingSouthPadre.com.
All right, Brian. Well, hey, you have a good day out there. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. See you, man. Bye. All right. That's Brian Barrera down in South Padre. And it's time for our break time. So you're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.